We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Mwah. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
That is all.
And that is all.
Is that all?
Goodbye.
You're
done? Yeah, I'm done. That's it.
I mean, that's all. We're leaving.
Yeah. Exactly. I meant that too. Cash my chips in.
You were going to say cash me outside.
Cash me outside, girl.
How did the rest of your day go? I know that the family was in late. Yeah. I guess I must have been peeing during the photo with the family. I'm like, where was I?
Yeah, we kind of loitered around, but I didn't even know if you were still here. So we just took the picture and we took off, went to Chinatown and walked around down by the Exploratorium.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
A bit. Nice. We had a great time.
Kids loved it.
They did. They stayed. We had three cars in the city because my older son came later. So when he got there, me and John were like, we got to go.
Bye.
So he drove them around. And
your older son is a marvel of modern parenting, I swear to God.
Riley?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a great kid.
I'd have been cousins, drive them around.
Oh, my God, they're having so much fun.
My
I never see them.
My phone is so broken. Fling out the window.
No,
I don't even know what.
Went to his breakfast and then drove in. And
yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a great kid.
I'm saying that.
Yeah. I enjoy him. I'm super
you
glad.
You must.
I do. Super glad he's staying. I tell you something. For all you parents out there who've brought a kid to college or are about to bring a kid to college, not in the area, I'm so sorry. Like, it is so hard getting the crap together. And he's moving 40 minutes from my house. And I can't even imagine packing all this crap and putting it on a plane with him or driving it, you know, across the country or whatever. It's unbelievable. It's just so much to get done.
Maybe you don't. Maybe the idea ends up being that the kid has less because he or she chose to go across the country.
Right, but they still have all their clothes and sheets and pillows and all the you know, so much more than you would normally. What's wrong with your headphones?
Nothing. Someone just called yelling at me.
Yelling at you?
Yeah.
Why?
Tell us everything.
I don't even want to say because I had to hang up.
Oh, Mike, you hung up on someone at 5:50 in the morning?
Have we said? We haven't said anything yet.
Are you in trouble?
No.
Or am I in trouble?
No.
Is Vinny in trouble?
He's complaining about something. And I tried to be calm with him, and he kept yelling at me, so I just hung up.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to find out who it is and what they're
complaining about.
I'll tell you during the commercial. It's not worth anything.
Anyway, it's hard moving your kid to college. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Big brother.
I didn't see it.
Oh, no!
I watched Wednesdays, and it was an excellent episode for sure. I don't quite get how they scored that game. The weather reporting
there
thing.
There must have been 25 blanks on that.
That we weren't seeing. We
just saw a tiny piece of everyone. So the deal was, there have been four people who have been evicted so far. And is that right? Four people or any whatever. However many past evictees they've been. They had to do a weather report. And they were being assaulted by blow-up alligators and palm trees and wind and rain.
Well, the shorter story is they misled us completely about who was doing well and who bombed, and then the results come and you're like, was her name Raven?
Raven,
the redhead. She was one of the high scorers, and they didn't show you that when she did her thing.
Right. It must have taken forever to do. I mean, if there were 30 answers to get wrong or right in this thing, and they showed you three or so on each person, and they basically just showed the worst things that happened to them. Because they really do have like a high-end wind machine, and there's rain, and they're, you know, they have to hold onto an umbrella the whole time, mm-hmm. and that thing turns inside out within the first 2 seconds, and then they have to read a teleprompter and answer the questions as they come in the teleprompter. It was dumb.
As unlikable as that Cody kid is, there's times where I just like him. Like he's,
see what I was saying?
His dopey straight face thing where I could see, you know, someone wanting to shake him.
Like, just answer me!
Snap out of it!
Right.
Show
some emotion!
Ugh.
You Vulcan?
Someone texted him sort of like a meme thing with his face, his one look. Cody, angry,
yes.
Sad, happy.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, I saw that. That's what's funny, though. So they go to the show, I don't know, whoever the first person in this game was, and stuff's blowing him over, and he's kicking it. Then they go to this guy, and he's standing there, and he's all, you just go, Jesus, dude. You are so typical.
Yep.
Each time, there he is.
What was the story yesterday about him that said he made a statement that you could decorate a room with all my medals from the military?
No. He didn't make that statement. They're actually saying that someone on the show, and I don't believe it aired, I didn't see this, was calling him out on his military service. And I guess not only has he been a Marine and done two tours, he was also, I want to say, like in the Navy too at one point, or possibly the Army. But anyway, he's had a pretty long career in the military.
For a young guy.
And they say that you could decorate a room with his. Like, he didn't say that.
Really?
But that the dude is decorated. Like, he's, you know, he's had a long, illustrious career.
He's young, though, so it can't be that long.
Right. Well, what is he?
28?
No,
yeah, that's what it looks like.
I mean, 10 years, if that.
But he's done enough stuff that he's apparently got a fistful of medals or an armful. And I saw that too, Yuzette, and that was where I read the story. I'm like, really? He said that? And then I read it and they were like, it wasn't that he said it. It was that it's actually true. Some people looked into what his military career was.
Yeah. And went,
he is a legitimately.
He's brave.
Decorated person. He is brave. Well, you got to go back and watch.
I absolutely will. Okay. So yesterday I got home and I had a list of things to do. So
love the list.
Going back for a second, okay. I got this Apple Watch 2. I don't know. I think I got it for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And while I do feel like a total bitch walking around with an iPad and an iPhone and an Apple Watch. I mean, it just feels ridiculous. It was a gift. I'm embarrassed slightly. But anyway, this is the Nike version, which has like a running app. And just recently I started using it, and it actually coaches you and gives you a plan on how to build up.
Oh.
Because it sent me out on a run to just see where you're at. And
It
sent me out on a run to see where I was at. And I was far slower than I remember being. It didn't say run as fast as you can. It said, just go for a run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let us see what you're all about.
Oh.
And I saw the time and went,
did they say, oh, very disappointing?
Well, no, I'm disappointed. 9:30 miles, pathetic. I was definitely like,
great.
No, it's not.
Solid
what
mile.
Is it? A 9:30 mile.
Oh,
is,
dude, I've never done a mile in under 12.
Yeah.
Well, you don't ever. You've never run. You don't try to run.
I did for a while there. I was trying to run, and I would do a 3 mile loop, and it would take me like I don't know an hour. You know,
like
just gotta be jogging along.
All right. Well, anyway, I ran like every day in Eugene, so I know I'm better than that.
What was
sure.
your best?
I'm sure it was like in the 7:30 range. Mm. Way better than what I'm up to now.
Well, you're taking it easy.
It is, you know,
just a little run.
Almost 10 years later, and I had a kid and gained quite a bit of weight. And, you know, and not.
My God, you're such a man of reckoning.
No regular exercise. Anyway, the point is, the thing is now, it really does work. Like it's got me on a plan. I mean, just seeing where you're at and it telling you, you've got to run today this far.
Oh.
It's been cool. So yesterday on my list was I had to go.
You can go whenever you want. It doesn't yell at you or anything.
But, well, it tells you today you've got to run. So I got home and I had to figure it out. I have to run. I have guitar practice. I have or a guitar lesson.
Oh, your lessons are on Thursdays now?
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing a guy right now who comes to the house.
Oh.
Oh, really?
It's pretty nice.
That's great.
Every other week.
That's great.
Makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm. I've often thought that so many things in life would be so much easier to do
if they came to you.
Well, you know,
your yoga instructor came to you,
and yeah, and they could charge more, being a mobile, whatever.
Listen, I'll pay a little more if I don't have to get my ass together, get it in the car, get there on time, fight in the locker room, right? Do the whole. I mean, just to walk into my own shower right afterward. That's wonderful.
Anyway, so I knocked out those things, and then on the list was Watch Big Brother. So I checked that out and got to it. So I'll get to the Thursday, last night's show today.
It's a good season, but there's a bunch of just terrible people in there. Like what happened on last night's episode, it's harassment. And it's what it's like baby. It was very, and actually one of the people on there, I don't want to give too much away to you, but this one person changes her mind about a decision that you think that she's going to make. And when the main guy in charge finds out about it, he's so pissed that he basically tells the house to go crazy on them. And they do. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, the dude with the gray hair, he's basically saying, I want no part of this. This is horrible behavior. This is harassment. They're harassing these people. It's terrible. And meanwhile, they're yelling names at these two, saying what bullies they are. And listen, they are also awful people, the two people in question. But to be trapped in a house where the whole place and the screaming expletives and the
muscle head is actually in tears in the camera. So I'm like, oh my God, what the heck? But he is saying, I was bullied as a kid. You can see like.
He held it together, actually, that dude was being relentless with him. And when he finally stands up, that's when the big brother overlord voice is like, go to separate parts of the house, opposite ends of the house.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah, there was, because everyone was like, who's that? I'm like, I think that's the big brother. That's one of the producers watching the thing saying, separate sides of the house, opposite sides of the house. And I actually thought that guy sat there and took it, and then finally just couldn't take it anymore
I think that one of the weakest things that I have, and maybe people don't agree, and maybe I'm coming off, I don't know how I'm coming off, but that guy who's taunting and knows he can't be touched because there's cameras and protection, that guy, I'm sorry, that dude needs to be taken, catch me outside. That is BS, to be like, I'm going to push all your buttons to the extreme, and I know you can't do a thing about it.
Right, so I'm going to act like a big man.
I'm
that dude
push
is the biggest
and push
baby.
And
he's
push.
Another of the awful people who are in there right now. Like, who's a good person? Like, Alex seems okay. Even Paul, who I couldn't stand last year. At least he's playing the game, although he's behind what happens on last night's episode.
Well, I really don't like that kid that we're talking about. I think that kind of behavior.
That's bad parenting.
That's like, I've got protection in front of me from behind some big boy. I can yell, Puck! But he can't do it. There's no way he'd do that in real life.
No. He's awful.
Yeah,
there's
I don't
so
like
many
that.
Awful
What's his
people.
Name? You remember
Josh.
His name?
Josh, he's the worst.
He is. He's like a giant man baby. He calls everyone a meatball. It's like, no, you're the meatball. You're not even a meatball. Like, meatballs are awesome. You're not awesome. You're like a poop lump.
Anyway.
The opposite of awesome.
Yeah, whatever the opposite of awesome is.
I'll catch up and be ready.
Yeah. It's a great episode, but it's also kind of awful. It's just like bad human behavior. Anyway, I hope you're watching with us because it's so good. It's a good season. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. You made it. We're finally here. It's going to be a super fun show, and then we're off to our weekend. Be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.